I think he does. I think he really has a lot of evil intentions for his mother. What do you think, Jackie Toob?
Hey, everyone. let me start out by saying this movie, I think, had one of the best uses of a musical score to aid a horror movie that I remember seeing in recent history. There were a few pointed scenes where she was looking at a photo of one of the twins, and you hear an alarm clock going off in the distance, and it's almost like it was a symbol for the ticking time bomb that was going to happen eventually in the movie. And there was another scene where they were playing hide and seek, and she's looking down a long hallway, and you just know something is going to pop out, or you start to get tense based on the score of the movie. It grabs your attention, but then it was a very slow pace, to the point where I found myself kind of pausing and going off and doing things, and then coming, being like, oh yeah, I was watching this, and then coming back and watching it. And then it did have a twist. I mean, I'm sorry, I think you see horror movies, and after a while, you see the twist a mile away. So I had an idea that the twist was coming. It was well put together. It was a thought-out plot. If you want something to kill time, I say watch it, but you probably won't speak about it a lot afterwards.
All right. There's a thumbs up from Jackie Toob. By the way, this is Splattervision. We welcome you all across Instagram Live and also on the Splattervision podcast, which you can check out on Spotify and also Buzzsprout. I'm your host, Rob Martin, and we are talking about The Twin right here on Splattervision. That is the first movie of four we'll be reviewing here tonight on our monthly program called Splattervision. Yes. All right. So, Jackie Toob, in-depth analysis there. Please give us your social media coordinates as we start off the show.
Yes, social media is at Jackie_Toob. My website, JackieToob.com. Attached there, you can get a link to my email, Instagram, email, best ways to contact.
Excellent. All right, so the synopsis on The Twin goes as follows. A mother who needs to comfort the unbearable truth about her surviving twin son. I, you know, on the other hand, am not so forgiving of this movie.
Okay.
As you would suspect, because anything that becomes very slow-paced, I am not on board with it. I think of this movie as The Omen meets The Shining, because the little boy, Elliot, he has basically the same kind of voice as Danny Torrance, right? Remember that voice in The Shining? I don't know if you remember that, but that's the type of annoying voice. And so the kid is possessed, and that comes out in the first act. At minute 38 is when we finally get to know what's going on, when he declares to his mother, I am Mason, I am not Elliot anymore. To me, that sounds fine, okay, but usually in these kind of movies, you'd see, like, deaths right away. Death here, death there, in order to keep the populace or the populations interested in the movie in the first place. It works too slow. And why is it that possessed kids never have an appetite? Can you answer that for me? Why is it they're never hungry? They're always like, no, I don't want to eat that. I would be like, pass on the pancakes, bring the bacon, the sausage. I don't care.
If I just ate somebody else's soul, I'm probably going to be good until, like, next supper. I'll give them a pass on that one.
All right, very good. So it all works down into the second act, which they describe as some kind of pagan ritual town. There's some kind of history going on, and that's why this kid is being possessed and driven into a completely different mental state, which, you know, it works for the film, but for the viewer, I don't know. Well, Teresa Palmer's in this, and she does a great job. Also, Stephen Cree, and the young boy is played by Tristan Ruggieri. It's on Vudu, if you want to check it out, and it's also on Prime Video and iTunes. What do I give it? Because of what I just described, I give this movie a thumbs down, unfortunately. Is there anything in this movie that you thought could have been improved on in order to make it a better situation there, Jackie Toob?
Really just driving home the pacing. I feel like there was a lot of, like, scenes, like, filling screen time that if we had just cut shorter scenes, I get what they were trying to do. They were trying to build suspense, but they were just... they were taking all the air out of the movie.
All right, so thumbs down on my end, and a thumbs up, barely passing grade for Jackie Toob.
Barely. It's like this far up. It's here.
Like a sideway thumb going across, like a little bit.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Looks familiar to me.
Like a thumb after too many whiskeys. It's like kind of right there, but like...
All right, let's move on. Our second film tonight on Splattervision is A Taste of Blood, A Taste of Blood. And in this one, after killing a vampire, a man returns home and his family doesn't know whether he's still a man or a monster. This is A Taste of Blood. It's out on Prime Video, directed by Santiago Fernandez Calvetti, and it stars German or Herman Palacios. So I think this is a clip, if I'm not mistaken, this is a clip here or the trailer to A Taste of Blood right now on Splattervision. All right, so in this one, A Taste of Blood, it's dubbed, it's not dubbed, they're speaking English, they're speaking Spanish. I'm confused, but I'll go to you first, Jackie Toop, on A Taste of Blood.
I'm not going to downplay how much I enjoyed this movie, and to my pleasant surprise, because vampires, ever since I saw that sparkle stuff in Twilight, have never really done it for me, and we are not in Twilight anymore. This movie... their tension, there was foreshadowing, there was a great dynamic of characters that were well acted. It was all believable. It wasn't overdone on the special effects that it looked laugh out loud. Pacing, everything. I was hooked from start to finish. My favorite thing about this is how you can tell you like a movie, is you know what happens in the 2 minutes. Like, they start the last scene first. I was still wondering what was going to happen. I didn't know who the bad guy was. I give it 2 thumbs up. I cannot get over how much. When I saw it was a vampire movie, I was like, and afterwards, I was like, all right, this is a rewatch come Halloween. Really liked it.
A thumbs up, a astounding endorsement from Jackie Toop on A Taste of Blood, a.k.a. El Valdaco. What? No, Valdaco. Is that messing these names up? Verdulac. Okay, so it's Verdulac, The Blood of Verdulac, translated into Spanish, El Sangreo del Verdulaco, something like that. Saying hello to our chatter 29 joining us on Splattervision. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Raleigh.
See, everybody is joining us tonight. A vampire, a movie is a vampire. You expect certain things to happen in a vampire movie. What I was so disappointed in this movie about was the weak special effects. I couldn't stand the pussiness of the makeup that they used in order to execute some of the special effects scenes.
I thought it was just the right amount. I think sometimes they overdo it, and I'm like, that's what I look like after a night of drinking. Like bring it back. I thought it was, yeah. I actually expected it. Based on a shot from the trailer, I thought it was going to be so, like, exorcist type, like, huge makeup and, like, not believable. Not that, I know we're talking about vampires already, so we can suspend some belief. But I thought less was more. I really liked it.
Less is more. Very good. Look, I just completely disagree with you. I just thought that they should have, first of all, besides the makeup thing, they should have decided, first of all, whether to go full subtitles or full one language. Don't mix it up. You will confuse any viewer who watches the movie. They'll be thinking, what the hell is this? It all depends.
I did think my Amazon Prime was like blitzing for a second. I was like, what's going on?
You're not alone. It wasn't us. It was them. It was them. Blame them. You have a lot of typical horror movie vampire setups and theories and mythology that you would think that they would go on, but they just are afraid to go into it. And that's very much a fail. It's very artsy, you would say. Yes, a lot of good tension, the whole feeling of paranoia and doom between people inside one family now. Take it into one family, not just, you know, exterior people. This is all happening within a fortress of people in a house. So on top of that, you have bad writing and it's very gory, yes. And I just think in the totality, in my review, I give this movie a thumbs down.
I cannot believe this. I am shocked.
I am too. I'll be honest with you. I'm shocked too. Because I'm shocked that they did not have any more bad special effects. Do a better job. Give us what we want. This show is called Splattervision for a reason. It's because, you know, people want to see the special effects. People want to see the blood. They want to see the oozing. They want to see what people are missing in other films of this nature that they've been, you know, pissed off about over the years. What do you think?
The thing with this movie is because the way the tension was written, they couldn't show too much blood because then you would know exactly who the bad guy was every time.
Yeah, see,
there were two instances where they could have showcased some blood, and then both times the twist of who the vampires were, they'd be ruined. So you kind of couldn't give too much away.
Well, Jackie, look, I think that they should have made the house. They should have made the house bigger, and they should have started killing people off right away. Like bang, 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 squirt, blood, ooze, pus, whatever you want. And on top of that, make the script, you know, where it's legible. It makes its sense. It's going somewhere, you know, and the payoff. So I agree with on that end to many of the people who were saying like, okay, come on, Rob, this movie is not up to par. Yes, I agree with you. Thumbs down. Okay. Our next film on Splattervision is a movie called Faye. It stars Sarah Zanotti. It's directed by K.D. Amond, and it's on Prime Video. Mourning the loss of her husband, Faye retreats to a cabin on the bayou to finish her next book, only to find that the more than just her past will haunt her. So this movie is, let's see, it's not rated, but there's a lot of gore in this. But anyways, here is a film clip. I love having dances with myself. I love sleeping with myself. I love hugging myself. Jackie Toob, your opinion of Faye.
You know, I took an acting class a while back ago, and one thing I will always remember is, if you look like you're having fun doing it, it's going to be fun to watch. And I don't know anything about this actress, but now I need to know everything, because she just seemed like she was bringing her whole self. It was the best closing credits I've ever seen in my life. I don't know if you watched them at the end, but yes, there were snarky comments, and that pretty much summed up. It was just pure entertainment. It's very hard to hold focus when you're pretty much the only person in the movie from start to finish. And she had my attention the whole time. And again, I feel like we might disagree on this, because as far as Supernatural goes, I could have done with a little more. They could have pumped it up a little bit. Like, not quite like Paranormal Activity level, but I feel like I needed a little bit more than just some like raising sheets and like a couple of quick like bumps against the back window. But I think the real horror for me was this woman was pretending that her husband was still there and almost like creating this ghost on her own. Like you saw, she's dancing with absolutely no one. She was pouring him glasses of wine, and I was like, I think this is the horror. Like these people, like these crazy people walk amongst us thinking this is a way to live life. I give this one a thumbs up. I recommended this to a friend. It's an easy watch. It's entertaining. There were still moments. There were a few jump scares. You know, it's original. The cinematography between her talking to what looks like her book club, to seeing real time her communicating with the ghost, to flashbacks of an accident. I thought it was really well done and different.
Maybe I'm missing something. Okay, so go ahead. Give us your final verdict on this.
It was a thumbs up. I would watch it again.
So a thumbs up, a resounding endorsement, a positive review from Jackie Toop right here on Splattervision on Silver Screen Previews. We welcome you guys across the Instagram Live platform. On my end, as you would suspect, Jackie.
Yep. Bring it.
I disagree. I thought this movie was a complete waste of time. Maybe it's because I'm a guy. Maybe because the movie was completely focused on her. But no, I'll challenge that, because I do not really think like that all the time. What this movie does, it's, you know, you see the facts of it. You see the movie, it's about a writer, you know, who's, you know, losing her husband, and she's moving away basically to Louisiana. So then you have that whole story going on, and she takes, well, the only positive things that I saw in this movie was when she took to the stage and she expressed herself like, you know what, this is interesting. I just thought that this was just a long, long, long road to boredom. I can see the engagement with the ghost that just did not excite me at all, Jackie. Sarah Zanotti, she tries really hard, but the script is DOA. It's not her fault. Yeah, it's not her fault. It's the script.
See, I thought the script was so witty, and she did a great job of going, you know, talking to herself in a way that was, like, for the audience, but also, yeah, like, you still felt like she was living in her reality. And then I really liked when they actually did bring out the demon. You want to talk, yes, about, like, okay, those kind of cheesy special effects, but then you find out they mirrored the car accident.
Yeah, that's true.
For a low, but, and then like I said, if you look at the ending credits, how little a crew they had, and they pulled it off. I think they did a great job.
But Jackie, you cannot make excuses for their low budget. I've seen people do different things with an iPhone and put together a 10 times better effort on the screen compared to what happened here in Faye.
We're gonna review those next time, because I'd like to see somebody put a better effort. I really liked this one. I will agree with you. I could have used, like I said, they could have amped up some of the supernatural. I needed a few more jump scares. I needed a little bit to really beef it up. But it held my attention. I was into it. Recommended it.
This needed more beefing up than something coming up from under the sheets. I say thumbs down on Faye, and Jackie Toop gives a thumbs up.
Yo.
There you go. All right, our next film, our final film tonight on Splattervision is Men. It stars Jesse Buckley, directed by Alex Garland. It's in theaters today on a wide release basis. It's rated R. A young woman goes on a solo vacation to an English countryside following the death of her ex-husband. And this, I believe, is a clip from Men. All right, so that's the eagerly awaited Men by Alex Garland. I come to you first. There we go, Jackie Toop. Tell us, talk to me.
Yes, all right. That was a clip from Men, or as I lovingly call it, what the fuck did I just watch? I saw this almost 2 full days ago, and I'm still trying to piece together the bigger picture that I'm sure the director had in mind that it might have just gone way over my head. The first half of this movie started out just as good as I wanted it to. The actress, she's great. The backstory, you're drawn in. There's a scene where she's by herself having fun, yelling through a tunnel, echoing. It's happy noises, and the director later uses those same happy vocals over terrifying moments, which I thought was just such a genius creative choice. They started to lose me in the last half when things got a little too symbolic and metaphorical. Mm-hmm. I was never good at studying Catholicism in school, and that's probably why I didn't get half of these references. there were 5 of us in the theater. One gentleman walked out during what I would call the climax of the movie.
Oh, really?
I don't know if it was because he was just as lost as I was, or it was just a little too graphic, but...
Interesting. Very interesting.
I have thought about this for 2 days. I did not know what to do, but at the end of the day, people want to make movies you talk about and think about, and I need somebody else to tell me that they didn't know what was going on either, so I'm going to say, thumbs up, watch it. You'll be thinking about it. You'll be talking about it. Maybe not pay $17 to see it in theaters, but draw your own conclusions from it. Again, you have a single female actress holding her own the whole time. It's worth just watching her performance alone.
Very good. All right, so a positive review 100% for my Jackie Toop on Men. She gives it a thumbs up. I, on the other hand, agree with you.
Oh, all right. Lightning strikes once every now and then.
Yeah, we were over 3 on agreeing on anything there, Jackie, but I guess we finally have come to an accordance on this one, being that it was the most controversial film of the 3, and you could tell that this was not done on a B-level budget, to say the least. Jesse Buckley, what can you say about this lady who plays Harper in the film? She just takes this thing by storm. What happens here is many things, many different facets, and that's just a credit to Alex Garland and the way he's done it for now 3 films. You feel like you're very lonely in many spots during this movie because there is no sound and you feel alone. You feel like the walls are closing in, and that's actually a good sign when it comes to a horror movie. But that what happens here is that there's a lot of premise on what happens with her and the surrounding characters, which, you know, Rory Kinnear, you have to give him a lot of credit because he plays a ton of characters in this entire movie, and you could barely not even notice that. That's how good the effects and makeup are. What do you think about that, Jackie?
Without giving the climactic scene away, having the same person play the same variation of the character was... I'm still trying to figure out if the message is all men are the same or what. But I will say, and this is, I'm just going to stand on the soapbox for a second, because this is not just this movie, this is every movie lately. Please stop putting big giveaways or big pivotal moments in the trailers.
Mm.
Because there was a character in particular who was supposed to have a twist. And I already knew, I mean, you could probably sense it on your own, but the trailers showed the twist in still photos even for the movie. And I just feel like you're taking the gut punch before you're even in the seat. Like, please, as an audience, don't take that away from us. Stop editing so that we already know what's happening before we go. So I'm stepping off the soapbox, but I was really disgruntled by that. Because I think, as you were saying, he did such a great job, especially in that particular character.
Yes.
And then to know already what was going to happen because of advertising, I was upset. I would have had a more positive, favorable outlook if maybe that hadn't done.
You know, and this this all comes down to the studios. The studios have the final control over the edit of the trailers, and they are responsible for giving away those little Easter eggs during that time, in which they shouldn't, because it takes away from viewership. I understand there was a lot of hype behind this movie, and it'll draw people to the movie theater anyway, because they're curious. Like, oh, they showed this in the trailer? You know what? I don't care, because I'm going to go see it anyway, because it's Alex Garland.
Yes.
So that's the difference here, that you make a great point, though, that they need to stop that, because they're killing their own industry if they keep doing this. I mean, it's been going on for years now.
It's been going on, yeah, for a long time. So when Warner Brothers eventually sees and hears our podcast, hopefully they will listen and say, hey, when we're editing the trailer for this film, maybe we shouldn't put the ending in the 1 minute snippet.
You have three acts.
Maybe we should let them be surprised.
You have three acts. Use the first act. Use the second act. Do not show anything from the third act.
I agree.
That means the last 30 minutes, a.k.a.
Yeah.
On Men, going back to Men, I thought that the visuals were incredible. They were very gory, very sick. I mean, in the third act, they just went off the rails.
Worth noting, if you have a sensitive stomach, maybe go watch Bambi instead. This is not the movie for you.
Yeah, so...
And I know you said about gore in some of the other movies we watched this week. I didn't think any other movie was gory. I don't know if I'm just, like, desensitized at this point, but for once, I watched a movie, and I, you know, the scene with the hand through the mail slot, if you know, you know, I was like, yes, they finally got a solid, disgusting, this is what horror fans are looking for shot.
Yes. Hopefully it's the beginning to a great summer season of splatter. So in finality, I give Men a thumbs up. No big surprise there, based on the strong content from Alex Garland. So go check it out. That's in theaters only. In theaters only. So go check it out in theaters today. Just do a quick recap on the movies this week on Splattervision. First of all, Twin. I just thought that it was just a terrible waste of time. Slow plotting. We already knew what was going on with the kid early on in the first 30 minutes. The problem was that they didn't have enough deaths to keep the audience going. What do you think, Jackie?
Honestly, I could take this movie or leave it. You caught me. I had 2 days off in a row. I was in a good mood. I gave it a thumbs up, but either or, it's thumbs up because I'm feeling good.
All right, so thumbs up for Jackie on The Twin, giving it a passing grade. On A Taste of Blood, it is just horrible when such talent and such possibilities are wasted in the facts that you can't keep the language of the movie straight.
Your words, you're not saying anything new, but they still hurt me. Your words still hurt me.
Yeah, so I gave that movie, A Taste of Blood, a thumbs down. Jackie?
I gave it 2 thumbs up.
2 thumbs up. Our third movie tonight on Splattervision was Faye. I just thought this was a complete waste of time. I could have just told by the first 30 minutes this was going nowhere. I just do not buy a story where the main character has to, like, lunge and guess the ghost and where the spirit is and have different aspects of the movie which they could have explained better, not used. So yeah, in totality, thumbs down on Faye, unfortunately. Jackie?
Again, I gave it a thumbs up. I thought it was a great watch. It was entertaining. I know we differed. I thought the script was great. It could have used a little beefing up in the suspense and the actual supernatural department, but I still think it's worth watching.
Very good. All right, so a thumbs up from Jackie on Faye. Our fourth and final film tonight on Splattervision was Men. Outstanding effort by Alex Garland and Jesse Buckley as the main character here. I just thought this was just so psychological on a good end. It just kept you just mesmerized in many different aspects. So a thumbs up for Men. Jackie?
I give it a thumbs up. Like I said, writers, directors, they want movies that you're going to talk about long after it ends, and I'm definitely going to do that. I just don't know exactly what to say, because that last 10, 15 minutes, I will be trying to piece together for the foreseeable future.
All right, an important question here based on the movie Men. Do you see a possible sequel or revisiting of this story into the future, Jackie?
I don't. I don't know how they could keep going, except if they're going to have more, like, several more what look like bowling balls keep rolling out smaller versions of themselves. I think it was a one and done. And honestly, please, people who feel the need to make sequels out of everything, let some things just let them have their moment and don't try to expand upon it.
Yeah, unlike the Twin Peaks movie, which they went for a sequel and they failed, they bombed miserably. I'd say leave this movie alone as well. Jackie Toop, give us your social media coordinates before we take off.
Instagram is at Jackie_Toop. Website, JackieToop.com. Those are the really only two ways that I check. And thanks, everybody that popped in. Meg, I see you watching. I promise I will only be 15 minutes late to work tomorrow. I promise.
That's very important. Please forgive her. Do not, please do not just hold anything against her here. She is doing her job on the show. Thank you, Meg. Hey, by the way, a programming note, folks. We are back on Silver Screen Previews on June 3rd. We are off next week for the Memorial Day weekend. So enjoy with your family. Enjoy the long holiday weekend. Right here on Splattervision, on behalf of Jackie Toop, I'm Rob Martin. We'll see you next time right here on Splattervision on Silver Screen Previews.
Good night.